It's about 28 minutes before 7 o'clock. This is Ozarks at Large for a Thursday evening, first Thursday in downtown Fayetteville. I'm Kyle Kellums. I'm be joined again by Antoinette Grajeda and Christina Thomas in a few minutes. Many of the stories we're doing on Ozarks at Large this week, because it is our spring fundraiser, connect into the concept of the public radio fundraiser. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich was thinking about fundraisers. After all, she's done now 34 of them in her 17-year career here at KUAF, and she was wondering, why do they work, or do they work at all? So she called someone who's also familiar with the concept, public radio journalist Robert Krulwich. She asked him this: are public radio fundraisers a good thing?
I think they're a necessary thing. No, I don't think they're a good thing at all. No. I mean, people who listen to them year in, year out, think to themselves, well, there's something wrong with this scenario. Like they keep acting like they're about to sink under the sea. I never give them money, and yet they're back again a year later, and I do it again, and I still don't give them money, and there they are again. So someone is giving them money, and it doesn't have to be me. And I don't really believe them when they say that they're going to die without me, because they haven't died yet. So that's the dark part of it, I think, is that people who listen but don't give can do that pretty much forever, it seems.
Robert Krulwich pointed out that listeners who don't support public radio feed off the goodness of contributing listeners.
And so you're kind of a parasite on them a little bit. You're letting them do what you think you ought to do, but you don't do. So, and you don't feel great about it, but you try not to think about it too much. And that's why you turn off the pitches, because they remind you you're not exactly God's greatest gift to humanity. So you look ugly in the mirror of it, so you turn off the mirror, basically.
Okay, so we need a whole new approach to this business of fundraising? Krulwich doesn't think so, because it's just human nature. Given the opportunity, we'll just take things, so we'll listen for free.
If you went to a store and you could try anything you liked in the store for free for as long as you liked, then I think you'd develop the odd habit of just taking. I think it's just perfectly normal. You just go in and say, I need Scotch tape. I'll just use a little bit of it, a little bit more. And when they consume the Scotch tape, but they're not asking you for money, so you haven't exactly stolen the Scotch tape. You've just borrowed it forever. And people will accommodate to that particular funny like morality. But I think people do need to be charged from time to time.
So basically, we have no choice. Fundraise, we must.
And it has to be demarcated, and it has to be, you know, a little bit thrown in your face. Otherwise, you just wouldn't get around to it. Not because you're terrible or anything, just because you have other claims on you.
And even public radio science correspondent Robert Krulwich couldn't help himself. He started to pitch during our interview, illustrating that fundraising, for good or bad, is in the DNA of all NPR workers, even top-notch Peabody Award-winning ones.
You probably should pony up, because you've been listening to it on and off, and maybe a little bit more than before, for the past year, and you like certain things, and it certainly helps you pass the time in the car or cooking or whatever. So it's not like you have to. It's like you just ought to. You know, it's a decent thing to do.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
So there you have it. Robert Krulwich, who has been in journalism and radio for some time, says it's the decent thing to do. It is, and we appreciate everyone who has contributed so far in KUAF's history, and especially during this spring fundraising week. It is the spring fundraiser for KUAF, and though we do not have phone volunteers sitting by the phones right now, we do have the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week web option for you to pledge. That is supportkuaf.com. It's a simple process, and important to remember, we leave the amount and the method up to you. Some people like to become sustaining members, where they give a little per month, which becomes a lot. You can get a lot from just a little. If you're a $15 a month sustaining member, that's $180 to KUAF over the course of a year. Sustaining members really do help prop up the station. All contributions help. We appreciate them all. You can contribute right now at supportkuaf.com. You can also, if you have the KUAF app that lets you listen to KUAF anywhere in the world on your smartphone, you can contribute that way as well. Just go to the KUAF app, and on that front page, you'll find the places that you can use to contribute. 1-800, nope. I'm sorry, I was about to give you the phone number. It's too late to do that. You could do that tomorrow beginning at 6 a.m., but right now I'll give you the web address, and that again is supportkuaf.com. And from everyone here at Ozarks at Large and from everyone at KUAF and your fellow listeners, thank you very much.
For PT's young artist in residence, reading the notes on the page is not enough.
I was always trying to think about what is Brahms thinking. I always trying to discover things behind the black and white.
Our young artist in residence, violinist Xiang Yu, plays Brahms on Thursday's performance today from 8 p.m.
Performance today begins next on KUAF after this evening's Ozarks at Large at 8 o'clock.